In this bulletin, another hotel quarantine worker tests positive to coronavirus in Victoria. A large-scale search is underway to find those missing after a mountain glacier breaks in India. And in tennis, Nick Kyrgios prepares to play in front of minimal crowds at the Australian Open. Good afternoon. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria's police minister says authorities don't believe any breaches occurred at a hotel after another positive COVID-19 case linked to the state's quarantine system. The authorised officer became infected after working at Melbourne Airport's Holiday Inn, and she had initially tested negative last week. On Sunday, the woman tested positive, but she had earlier visited a cake shop and alcohol store in Melbourne's west, which are now exposure sites. Minister Lisa Neville says 80 hotel staff, 9 police and 12 defence personnel are in isolation and are undergoing further testing for coronavirus.
It doesn't appear to be any breaches of infection prevention control procedures that are shown in their engagement with anyone who has entered or exited the hotel at any point.
Meanwhile, New South Wales has issued COVID-19 alerts for a number of venues after a return traveller tested positive at the end of their quarantine period. The traveller visited several venues in the Illawarra and Wollongong area and a cafe in Sydney South, meaning anyone else who went there around the same time needs testing. The case tested positive on the 16th day after they completed 14 days of isolation, but the results show a low level of infection. New South Wales has recorded no new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 overnight. Australia's Health Minister Greg Hunt has watered down concerns about how well the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine works against coronavirus. South Africa has suspended the vaccine's rollout after data showed it provided minimal protection against the mild to moderate infection. The South African government is waiting for advice from scientists on how to proceed, while Minister Hunt says he still has confidence in the jab based on UK data. AstraZeneca is working with developers at Oxford University to try to adapt the vaccine to the South African variant of coronavirus. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says in this case he will rely on the health advice of the Therapeutic Goods Administration.
We've been consistent on this. You don't want politicians second-guessing science and medical expertise.
In overseas news, rescuers are still working on saving survivors trapped after a Himalayan mountain glacier known as Nanda Devi broke on Sunday. At least 9 people were killed in the disaster, which released a torrent of water and debris slamming into hydroelectric plants. A hydroelectric project was destroyed and another hydro plant that was under construction was also damaged. It's believed almost 150 people are missing and some housing has been damaged by flooding. Meanwhile, more than a dozen members of Somalia's security forces have been killed in a roadside bomb blast. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attack, which happened near Dusambarib. The same town recently hosted the country's leaders when they attended talks about Somalia's postponed election. One of the victims was a senior regional intelligence officer. Back in Australia, the airline Qantas is hoping to encourage more confidence in domestic tourism, giving passengers unlimited changes to the dates of their flights until January 2022. Qantas says travellers have been hesitant to visit other states because of changing border rules in response to the threat of coronavirus. The airline says it hopes this increased flexibility will manage the uncertainty surrounding travel for customers. In tennis, Nick Kyrgios says he's feeling motivated for the Australian Open as he prepares to play in Melbourne tonight. The 25-year-old will have to overcome Portuguese player Frederico Ferreira Silva to continue his Grand Slam campaign. Kyrgios has told Channel 9 he feels excited for the tournament and ready to compete after having good access to courts for practice.
You know, the pandemic gave me a bit of time to just completely reset, spend some time with my family and friends, and, you know, tennis feels fresh again. So I think it was a very important time for me.
On the women's side, Naomi Osaka and Serena Williams will take to the court on Monday. And the weather now across the country. In Perth, a couple of showers, about 25 degrees. It's sunny in Adelaide, where it's 27. A cloudy day for you in Melbourne, 19 degrees. A possible shower in Hobart, it's 20 degrees. It's 26 in Canberra and partly cloudy. A couple of showers about in Wollongong, 22. Much the same for Sydney, 25. Similar conditions in Newcastle. In Brisbane, showers clearing, a top of 30. A steamy 32 degrees in Cairns with a shower or two, and showers with a storm likely, 30 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And don't forget our podcast, SBS News In Depth, for more analysis of the day's news and also access to special features.